When he didn't know, he was backing up, and he hit it, and he went on home, and he called me. He says, "Mr., I want to know if I did any damage to your mailbox." He says, "I hit it." I said, they were good friends of ours, you know. I said, Joe, if you didn't hurt your car, I said, don't worry about anything. I said, you didn't hurt my mailbox at all. I said, that's in the ground about 2 feet, maybe more than that. I said, you look at your car. He had $25 damage on his car. And I tell a lot of them, you know, I said, please don't run into that, because I said, you're going to have to go to the shop with your car if you do. My son-in-law did that.
Your daddy raised hogs, right?
And beautiful ones. That meat wasn't like what you buy today. It was not like that. That was good meat. I don't find anything tastes good like when we used to, you know, fix it ourselves. Just don't taste good.
Where did they keep the hogs?
Well, we had, just like I'm telling you, we had there's a little wire that you can get it about this tall. You can get it tall as you want, because I have some around my backyard, yeah. And they used to put that around a place where they kept the hogs, you know. We had it all around our, we had a big old pasture, yeah, we had it all around our pasture. And they couldn't get out of that, you see. And then a lot of times we had picket fence for the hogs.
Yes, ma'am.
But those were good days. They never will come back. Never will.
Yeah. When you wanted to fatten the hogs, they'd put them up in a...
In a little pen. We'd make them just a little pen. You didn't want it too big where they could walk around. Just big enough, about like this, to the bed. And then put them in there and give them all they want to eat and drink.
Now, I bet you used to milk a lot, didn't you?
We had everything that you could make with milk. Up until, I'd say, let me see, about... about 15 or 16 years ago, where we got, I don't know what made me stop. I used to sell milk, 10 cents a quart. 10 cents a quart.
Whoa.
And had cream on it this thick. I got bottles and all that in the back there now, tops and everything. I have a big old roll of tops that I bought before I quit. I wasn't expecting to quit. I don't know what made me quit. Oh, that's when my husband died, I believe, that I gave it up. Because a lot of times I wasn't here to milk. You see, I'd go to my daughter's in Houston and didn't have nobody to milk the cows and all that.
Yes,
I raised chickens. We had all the eggs, all the chickens and everything we wanted to eat.
Where do you keep your chickens?
In the yard. Just let them run loose. But you can't do that now. I'm fussing about this right over here now. I like to raise I like to raise a little garden, and you're not supposed to raise chickens anymore, you know, on the outside. If you wanted to raise a garden, you'd have to fix your garden so the chickens couldn't get in it. But there's not no more of that, no more. Nothing runs out anymore, chickens, hogs, no nothing. And I'm making a little garden back there, and I've been watching them. They just commence coming over here.
What are you raising?
Huh?
What are you raising?
I don't raise them.
What do you raise in the garden?
Oh, what I raise in the garden?
Yes, ma'am.
I had snap beans, butter beans, tomatoes,